Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli and Iranian officials clashed Sunday over Syria and the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran. At a security conference in Munich, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced Iranian aggression.
Israel will continue to prevent Iran from establishing a permanent military presence in Syria. Israel will continue to act to prevent Iran from establishing another terror base from which to threaten Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu said he would not allow Iran to put a noose of terror around Israel's neck and warned against testing its resolve. Later, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif insisted regional hegemony may by any country is impossible.
Some have found their interest best served by creating this impression that there is an interest in showing that there is a disaster happening in the region, that Iran is devouring the entire region, which is not the case.
Zarif appealed for regional dialogue and a regional non-aggression pact and denounced what he called Israel's mass reprisals against its neighbors and daily incursions into Lebanon and Syria. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa visited the home of his late opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai to pay his condolences to Tsvangirai's family and appeal for unity.
Let us all be brothers and sisters and come together and mourn our former prime minister. And with that spirit, let us move forward as a people and united for the development of our country.
Tsvangirai was a fierce opponent of former President Robert Mugabe, died of cancer last week at the age of 65. This is VOA News.